This is The Difference, a podcast for nonprofit fundraising in a for-profit world, presented by Convergent Nonprofit Solutions, a leader in nonprofit fundraising. Convergent's professionals can help your nonprofit secure sustainable funding now and for the future.
Welcome to the premiere episode of our podcast. We're going to kick things off on The Difference by talking about just that today. What will make the difference in nonprofit fundraising in the coming year? I'm Kristen Harper, Director of Marketing at Convergent Nonprofit Solutions, and I'm joined today by three of our principals, Andy Coe, Lawrence McKinney, and Jay Wirth. Andy, Lawrence, and Jay have been fundraisers for many years. They've been personally responsible for thousands of investment requests and raised hundreds of millions of dollars for organizations across the nation. Andy, I'm going to start with you, if that's okay. Why don't you give us your thoughts on the number one trend you're noticing right now in the nonprofit industry in terms of fundraising?
Thanks, Kristen. I think for me, you know, being on sort of the front lines with so many different nonprofits, one of the things that stands out with our clients is, and not only just clients, but actually with their funders, is a lot of folks are really asking for greater transparency in regards to the organization's finances and proving that the organization's outcome or programs are effective. So I think people are really happy to part with their dollars to support causes that they support, but they just want to make sure that their money's being well spent and that the outcomes of the organization are very clear and concise and they can be measured.
Lawrence is actually in charge of our client services division at Convergent, which gives him a unique view on the trends in fundraising straight from the field. Lawrence, what are you seeing right now? Some of the same transparency trends as Andy or anything you'd like to bring up?
Yeah, thank you, Kristen. I absolutely agree with Andy. I think outcomes have become more and more critical, and they need to be very clear. You know, we see so many times that our clients, especially in the non-ED nonprofit world, struggle to come up with what their outcomes should be. They're pretty good at what the outputs are, but in terms of what the impact is going to be on what they're doing, they struggle sometimes with that. So we're seeing funders almost demand that they be more clear and more focused on what they're trying to do. I'd also say not just the outcomes for the organization, but the return on investment, both long-term and short-term, have become critical issues. Not only do they want to know what's going to happen over 3 years or 5 years or the length of the campaign, they're looking for some immediate return on investment too. So I think outcomes have really risen, and in order to be effective in our campaigns, our clients really have to dig into those.
That was a good point you made too. We Convergent actually works in the general nonprofit space, but got its start over 10 years ago in the economic development, the ED world. And for the ED world, yeah, that transparency and that ROI are very common themes and something people are very comfortable with, I think. But in the general nonprofit world, maybe not so much. So thanks, Lawrence.
Yeah, Kristen, too, on the chamber EDO world, I think there's a couple of trends I'm seeing more and more of. Diversity inclusion seems to be a big topic, a big strategy within our campaigns.
Definitely.
Social issues that center around transition into the workforce, could be homeless transition centers, things like this. And I think those are really being driven by the fact that we've got, you know, 70 million baby boomers retiring, and our companies need workers. So we're really looking hard to make sure that we include everybody in the workforce that we can.
Good points, and actually a great segue for me to hand off to Jay here. Jay Wirth is joining us from Cleveland, Ohio, where he's actually managing a major fundraising campaign for a homeless nonprofit there. Jay, what are you seeing as far as trends that we have to look forward to in 2020?
Well, fortunately, the nonprofit is not homeless, but their clients are.
Good point.
They have a wonderful facility for men near the downtown Cleveland, and then to the west of Cleveland, they have a facility for women and children. So women and children come to this center for rehabilitation, for some issues that the mother may be dealing with, to making sure the kids go to school, and of course having a good meal and a shelter over their head. But I'm going to go back just a little bit, because we tend to talk using initials and acronyms, and every business has them. So Lawrence mentioned the term ED, which Kristen explained, and EDO is probably obvious, but just to clear it up, it's Economic Development Organizations. And to Lawrence's point, yes, there's a big concern about the workforce, and that's one of the goals of this particular nonprofit. In fact, today I was having a conversation with the CEO of, and the client's name is the City Mission, and a potential investor. And we like to, in Convergent World, call our donors investors because, as Lawrence stated and Andy alluded to as well, our funding sources are looking for a return on their investment. And this gentleman that we were talking with asked some very good questions about, well, how do we prepare, and we were at the Women's Center, how do you prepare women to go back into the workforce? And how do they become sustaining? How do they get to the point where they have a job that allows them to potentially in the future buy a home? So yes, it's on everybody's mind.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jay. I'm sure that the three of you have read the reports and articles and seen the data that's come out in the past few months regarding the idea of the disappearing donor. I think it was Nonprofit Quarterly magazine Nonprofit Quarterly Online that stated that major gifts are down 8% or were down 8% in September or so of this year. The sky isn't falling, we know, but that's an interesting trend. What would you say to the nonprofit professionals who have seen their levels of support fall recently? Is that something that will continue in 2020, or what's your advice for those professionals?
Thanks, Kristen. Well, for me, I think, yes, the sky is not falling. I mean, as a whole, there's, I think, part of the rationale of the decline in giving is there's just so much competition out there. I've been fundraising since 1996, and I've never in my entire life, my career in this market, seen as many nonprofits going forward with fundraising efforts right now. So the competition is extremely fierce. That's why it's so critical, I think, for our nonprofit organizations out there that they make sure that prior to going forward with a capital campaign that they have asking rights, you know, that they have the constituency in place, that they have the outcomes clearly recognized and communicated to their constituency, that their board, that they have the leadership in place, and that their programs are on point. And so I think as a whole, fundraising the fundraising dollars will still be just very competitive, but we are a very giving society, and as a whole, I think the level of giving should be at the level at it is now. I don't think it's really going to go down in the near future.
Yeah, I think it's too early to determine the 2019 total amount of giving, but I'm looking at a report from the Nonprofit Trust. Americans gave $427.71 billion in 2018, and that's not a huge increase from 2017, but it is almost a 1% increase. And my guess would be that 2019 will also show an increase because the economy is spinning along pretty well. And what I think one big trend that we're seeing is mega donors. I mean, the incredibly rich, the uber rich, the Bill Gates, the Warren Buffetts, you know, they're making their legacy commitments right now. And I think that the top of the economic food chain, those earners are giving much more money. I would imagine that it's a stretch as we move further down the income levels.
You know, Kristen, this is Lawrence. Let me add to what both Jay and Andy just said. I don't think that giving is going to go down, investing is going to go down in campaigns. I do think, though, that something that clients need to focus on is the cultivation of their investors and donors. I think society these days, being email-driven and electronic and and such like that, that can't take the place of good face-to-face conversations and building up client relationships over time. And so I think clients need to be careful to not rely on technology so much that they fail to establish the relationships they need to drive their campaigns.
Historically, charitable giving rises about a third as fast as the stock market. And we know the stock market is still rising. So I think that bodes well for 2020.
Thanks, Jay. Great point. And actually leading me into the biggest event probably that's coming up in 2020, the presidential election. How would the three of you see that impacting capital campaigns coming up this year or in the next year?
Yeah, well, my take on that is investors, donors, one of the greatest threats, if I can use that strong of a term, is uncertainty. And that could stall some giving because it's going to take a while for the contenders to sort themselves out on the, you know, on the Democratic side of the ticket. That's an element of uncertainty. As that becomes more clear, who's going to rise to the top of that, and then we get into the general election, I think the uncertainty is still going to be there because you have very disparate views politically. Our parties have never been as divided in modern times as they are now. So I do think that presents a bit of an issue. But again, usually the generosity of people prevails, and it's the organization's ability to commit their program and the results and the outcomes that they expect that will resonate with donors. And I believe that those gifts will still keep coming.
Lawrence, what about you?
I agree with that. I think election years are always a challenge for not-for-profits because so much money is given to the political parties. And I think because it's so contentious this year, and I think the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are doing an incredible job cultivating their donors and expanding their donor base. So I do think it could have some impact, but you know, people, generally speaking, most people aren't contributors to campaigns and have good hearts. And for the causes they care about, they're going to continue to invest there. So I think it could have, you know, a slight impact, but overall, I don't think it'll be much.
I agree, Lawrence. This is Andy. From my experience, there's a lot of people that use the political cycle as sort of an excuse as to maybe why funding is down for a particular nonprofit, but as a whole, from all of the data that I've seen and from being on the front lines working on multiple campaigns myself, that the actual giving amount is negligible. It really doesn't go up or down. I think people as a whole tend to dig in their pockets in addition to the money that they would normally give to their nonprofits that they care so much about and that they have a connection to. But as a whole, the money that they give towards any political campaigns will be above and beyond what they're doing towards their traditional funding for their nonprofits that they serve.
Thanks, Andy. What, and this is three unique perspectives, Jay, in the throes of an ongoing large campaign, Lawrence overseeing several campaigns across the country, and Andy talking to many different fundraising professionals, prospects who are looking to start a capital campaign. What would be your hope for 2020? What do you hope that we will see happen in 2020?
Well, for me, I would hope that the stock market continues to rise. I mean, I think right now with the stock market, I mean, boy, we're just in uncharted territory and people are feeling really good. I think as long as the interest rates stay low, the stock market does well, and that we don't see a big correction in the economy, that fundraising and nonprofits will continue to thrive and that their programs will continue to get funded.
All right.
Well, this is Jay, and my hope is that we take some new in the nonprofit world, some new ideas into the field. And one of the things that I've discovered being here in Cleveland is that wealth managers can have a lot of influence, and there's a growing number of donor-advised funds. That has grown. There's over $110 billion in assets sitting in donor-advised funds, and that's where donors direct their support, and they usually work with a family wealth manager on that. And I think those of us in the nonprofit world, both representing the organizations and those of us who consult those organizations, need to figure out how to move into that world and figure out how to have influence to guide those wealth managers as they are asked for advice from their clients.
Yeah, Jay, I think that's a great point. I've noticed that too. The wealth advisors have so much influence and can really help campaigns. One of the things I've learned with wealth advisors is you've got to bring them together as a group and make a case for what your campaign is. If you do it individually, I think sometimes they feel like they're being targeted. So I think you got to do a little bit of an indirect approach with the group, and it can be successful. I think my hope for the next year is, first and foremost, that the election goes smoothly, that Russia and Ukraine don't get involved in it, and that there's closure. I think everybody wants some closure, whatever it is, good or bad. Let's just close out this chapter and focus on our communities and our not-for-profits around the country who are doing great work, and they need help and they need focus. And with so much focus on politics, it's that can be a challenge. So my hope is we have some closure and we can help our not-for-profits do great things.
Great points, Lawrence. Thank you so much for joining me today, gentlemen. And listeners, thank you also for your time. If you'd like to learn more about Convergent, be sure to visit our website at convergentnonprofit.com. And also don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more tips and talk about fundraising successfully for your nonprofit in a for-profit world.